Chapter 6. The Last Journey. The journey to the wedding of Ilkhan Argun and Princess Kokachin was a disaster. We sailed for more than 2 years, and over 600 passengers died. Some died from cholera, and others drowned. Hostile natives and pirates killed others. Our friends Ulatai and Apuska died, but Goza survived. Princess Kokachin survived the long journey, but the wedding to Argun was cancelled because he died during this time. Maybe he became impatient, waiting for his new bride. Instead, Kokachin married his son, Gazan. This was a much better marriage for her. In Persia, we sent a gold tablet back to Kublai Khan to thank him for his years of hospitality. But a few days later, we heard that the Khan was dead too. The news was not surprising, but it was sad. We left China at the right time. No more Europeans will visit China now. We were sad that the emperor was dead, but it was time to go home. It was a long journey, and we travelled almost 25,000 kilometres. We finally arrived in Venice 24 years after we left it. Home, sweet home. It was good to see Venice, with its gondolas and colourful buildings. I couldn't wait to see my friends and family, but after 24 years, nobody recognised us. They didn't believe we were the Polos. We wore Tatar clothing and spoke mostly Chinese to each other. I could hardly remember how to speak Italian. We had a dinner party for our family and friends. "Are you really the Polo explorers?" somebody asked. "Prove it." I stood up and said, "We'll show you some strange things from our journey. Unusual products from all over the world." We showed them spaghetti, fireworks, silk and jewels. And there were the two gold tablets from the great Kublai Khan. Soon, all the guests believed us. For a short while, life was peaceful. But then Genoa and Venice went to war. I fought for Venice, and 6 months later, I found myself in prison. After living in the giant palace of Kublai Khan, it was hard to believe that I was now living in a prison cell. Prison life was hard, but I met some interesting people there. One of them was a man named Rustichello da Pisa. He was a great writer, and he loved my stories. I told Rustichello all about my travels and adventures. Half the time, he didn't believe me, but he enjoyed the stories anyway. "Your adventures are good stories. Who cares if they are true or not?" Rustichello said. "I'll write them all down. Then, one day, when we get out of prison, I'll publish a book." "Good idea," I said. "We can call it The Travels of Marco Polo." "Of course, people won't believe a single word of it," Rustichello said. "It's too dramatic." "Too dramatic?" I said. "But I only told you half my story."